The controversy of separating migrant children from their parents at the country's southern border elicited reaction from across the political spectrum. But it's not the first time in U.S. history parents and their kids have been split apart. John Deanna writes about three instances: the practice of Native American children being taken to boarding schools, the 1953 raid on Short Creek in northern Arizona, and an incident from the early 1900s in which 40 Irish children were brought from New York to Arizona for adoption. Deanna is a senior reporter with the Arizona Republic storytelling team, and he joins me. And John, let's talk about the first two of those and start with the practice of separating Native American kids from their families and taking them away to schools to, quote, Americanize them. What was the history of that?
Yeah, the first Indian school, Indian boarding school, was actually in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. It was started by a Civil War veteran named Captain Richard Pratt. And he felt very strongly that in order for Native Americans to take their seat at the U.S. citizenship table, that they needed to be Americanized and they needed to lose their Native American ways. And so these, the first boarding school and all the ones that followed were set up to do that.
Let's talk about the Short Creek raid from the early 1950s, another incident in which families were separated, although in this case it sounds like some mothers were able to accompany their kids when they were all removed from that community.
Yeah, this is kind of an infamous chapter in Arizona history. It made national news, and Governor Howard Pyle at the time, it was in July of 1953, had been besieged by a lot of complaints about Short Creek. Short Creek was what Colorado City, what is now Colorado City, was known as. And Short Creek was a polygamous community, and there were a lot of allegations of problems coming out of there, everything from child marriage to rape to incest. And there was also a significant problem with welfare fraud. And he conceived this raid where they were going to go in and arrest all the fathers and rescue children. The town was prepared for it. It had a disastrous effect, particularly for Governor Pyle, because what came out of it were these pictures of children being separated from their mothers, and the Arizona public couldn't bear that, and it made national headlines. The legacy lives on in Short Creek today. People still remember and talk about it, and I was able to interview an 80-year-old man who was one of the oldest children who was left in the community when the raid happened.
How did the reactions among the public, among the people involved, to the best as we know, in these three incidents, how does that compare to some of the reactions we're seeing today in the current situation of kids and their parents being separated at the U.S.-Mexico border?
Well, both the what became known as the Irish abduction incident and the Irish orphan abduction incident and the raid on Short Creek generated national headlines, and there was a fairly significant outcry after Short Creek. With the BIA boarding schools, it was a little different. I mean, this was something that was happening all across the country, and nobody really raised concerns about it, and it just seemed to be a problem among Native Americans. But from the general population, the outrage was not much.
It seems like there are some similarities and also some differences in terms of those historical incidents and what we're seeing now. What strikes you as the most significant or impactful or maybe even long-lasting similarities and differences?
Well, I think one of the big differences is that in all three cases, the children who were taken away from their parents in these historical examples, they were all American citizens. So I think that's a big difference between what you're seeing at the border. I don't think Governor Pyle, with the raid on Short Creek, intended the children to become sort of pawns in this chess game the way the children in the current border situation have become. And, you know, with the Native American children, that was just it's such a tragic episode in history. And it was a much longer-lasting problem. It went on for 100 years, and I talked to a Native American woman who is a product of Indian boarding schools, and she points out that this has been a multi-generational scar on the psyche of a lot of Native Americans, that this has been a traumatic episode in the past, and so it's been compounded over the years. So I think what we're seeing on the border is that it's a relatively temporary situation or a relatively short-lived situation with the Native American boarding schools. It went on for 100 years.
Based on the reporting you did and the people with whom you were able to speak, did you see that there are any lessons that we can maybe draw from what happened maybe after those historical incidents to give us a template for what we might be able to expect in the coming days and weeks here?
I don't know if we can really predict what might happen with the current situation, but you know, a couple of things emerged as really clear from reporting the story. And the first is that when it comes to children, regardless of what race, when the public is presented with images of children being taken from their parents, the public reacts strongly and viscerally to it, and in a lot of cases, it can force governments to action, which I think we have seen a little bit on the border case. And then I guess the second takeaway I would add is that when you have a situation where children and families are involved, you know, never underestimate the ability of politicians to kind of step on their own toes.
That's John Deanna, senior reporter with the storytelling team at the Arizona Republic. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.